audience there. Thanks everyone in the room for being good sports. Thanks to NBC, thanks to Hollywood Foreign Press. Thank you for watching at home, and thank you to God for making me an atheist. Thank you.
That was a clip from the Golden Globes, which occurred this past weekend and was hosted by Ricky Gervais, a famous comedian, but also a self-proclaimed atheist. And this happened at the very end of the telecast, right before they went to and rolled the credits. Ricky Gervais said, "I want to thank God for making me an atheist." Now, I don't know if there's anyone out there that can answer this question for me, but if there is not a more ridiculous statement than that, I don't know if he was just trying to make it comedic. I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, there are a lot of jokes from this individual who is first and foremost very offensive as a comedian, but I don't know what he meant by that. I don't know if that was supposed to be an oxymoron type joke, or if that's just, you know, he just wanted to proclaim his belief that there is no God in national and public and worldwide television while millions were watching the Golden Globes, which, by the way, is in and of itself a ridiculous award ceremony. We're giving away awards for people that fake. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, don't get me wrong, but when we're giving away awards to people who act, I mean, really, come on. I know that the Golden Globes, the Emmys, the Oscars have been going on for decades now, but giving awards away to people because they act, because they fake something and they get paid for it, I mean, come on. And we all understand and we know that Hollywood has become the epicenter of anti-Christianity, anti-biblicalism, anti-morals, anti-truth, liberalism. It has become the center of everything that is against God. When you really look at it, it's in plain sight, and a lot of people don't see it. And every time, it seems like every time that these people have the opportunity, these celebrities have an opportunity to go before the cameras and present themselves, they always have an opinion about something, about some Christian, about Americans' rights, and it always leans left. That's just the way they see it, because if not, you get blacklisted. That's just the reality of Hollywood. If you don't see eye to eye with these producers and writers and their liberal way of thinking, their evil, sinful way of thinking, then you get blacklisted. You don't get a job. You don't get filmed. You don't get any parts. That's just the way it is. That's the way Hollywood is built. So, going back to this Ricky Gervais, this individual is a really offensive person. And I don't know if any of you have had the opportunity to listen to his story on how he was brought up and how his mom always, and he calls Jesus an invisible babysitter, so to speak, and that he could tell already from the age of 8 that there wasn't a God because his older brother of 19 years wanted to tell him on many occasions that there isn't a God, and his mom protected him, so to speak. And when you listen to it, you understand that his mom was trying to protect him from the evil atheist argument, but now he sees it the other way. He sees it as something completely different. He sees it as his mom was trying to keep something from him. Why? I mean, look, it doesn't. I'm sorry. This is just the world that we live in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the world that we live in. We have people who are non-repentant about their evil views about God, about their outlook, their worldview, and then they're trying to impose it on all others. And those that don't walk and talk and see things the way that they see them, automatically you will be subject to ridicule. You will be subject to ridicule, and worse, they'll try to make false accusations against you and do all sorts of things in order to discredit you as a human being. And I'm talking about this on this edition of the podcast because this last weekend we had an opportunity to interview David Wood, which is, I call Nabil Qureshi's partner in crime over there at Act 17 Apologetics. And these are the individuals that go every year to the Dearborn, the Michigan Islam Festival, and they're pretty famous by now. You can see all those videos on YouTube and how they were accused falsely by the mayor of Dearborn, by the police. They were incarcerated unjustly, and so many things were raised against them when all they were doing was testifying to people about Jesus Christ at this particular festival. And David is a former atheist, and I had an interesting conversation with him when we were interviewing him during a live service chat. And he went on to tell me that he himself was a person who was an extremely militant atheist. And this is the brand of atheism that we're seeing nowadays. These are individuals that will stop at nothing to discredit, ridicule, and really just, they thrive on making sure and trying by every stretch of the imagination to eradicate God from the scene. Just like the Madeleine O'Hares, just like the Richard Dawkins, just like the Christopher Hitchens of life, the P.Z. Myers, all of these people, this is what they do. 24/7, this is what they do. And Ricky Gervais is just, Bill Maher, they're all extensions of the same crop of individuals, vile people. People that, out of every 10 words that comes forward from their mouth, 9 of them are offensive and against God. That's just the way atheism is. And the reason that I bring this up during this podcast, and I found it a wonderful opportunity to use a soundbite and to get into this topic, is because we as Christians, what are we doing? We're standing around, we're doing nothing. We see that these people are trying to discredit God, and instead of going out there and fighting the good fight and preaching to people the good news of the gospel and telling them that their sins can be forgiven, that Jesus died for their sins, here we are just lollygagging, and the church is saying everything is fine, we're prosperous, as long as we have money in our pockets, we're good. And that's frustrating. I don't know about you, but that to me is extremely frustrating. And I think we as young people, we need to rise up. We need to make a stand wherever we're at. It doesn't have to be in front of a crowd of millions before people watching the TV sets. Do it with your friends, with your family members. Stand tall. Stand firm on the Word of God. If you believe this to be true, and I wholeheartedly do, I mean, I understand this to be the truth. I know this to be the truth. Uncompromised. There can't be any compromise in this. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God. This is salvation, man. This is salvation. And I think that if we as young Christians take on this simple creed of proclaiming the gospel whenever and wherever we can, trust me. Trust me when I tell you, souls will be saved. These seems like nowadays, it seems like these people, these atheists, they have these very strong convictions, and they'll stop at nothing to share it with everyone else. We have to do the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. We have to do the same thing. I mean, I feel sorry for this individual, for Ricky Gervais. I didn't really hear much or know much about him until recently when this soundbite was available. But I feel bad for him. I really do. I really do. Ricky, you need Jesus. You do. And one last thing. If God doesn't exist, then why do you thank him for making you an atheist? This is typical atheism. You're fighting against something that doesn't exist, right? Or am I wrong? Anyways, that's all the time we have left on today's podcast. LWIM podcast. I invite you all to visit our website, lwim.org, lwim.org. Also, feel free to download our weekly e-magazines aside from these podcasts, which are also free. That e-magazine is named Absolute Truth Absolutely, and in it we write spiritual truth. We write about current events and things that are important to you that will edify your spiritual life. And we also hope that you share these podcasts and all of these resources available on our website too, and with your family members and your friends. Also, remember that we have service meetings every single Friday night. If you're in the vicinity of Miami vicinity, pay us a visit. 3175 Southwest 25th Street, Miami, Florida. Until next time, may the Lord shine his face upon you. God bless you.